Tell me about your band name, After Grace.
Yeah, so it is kind of a play on words because the grace is always there, but it's talking more about when we come to that experience when we surrender our lives to Christ, right? The first time that we pray that sinner's prayer or however we come to Christ in that moment. And the verse that kind of is the theme behind it all is 2 Timothy 1:9 that says, He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. Grace has always been there, but it's talking about the moment that we first experience that grace that He has for us that's always available to us. I think that's why so many people, when you hear about when they meet Jesus for the first time in their hearts and they surrender to Him, they feel that joy and just all the happiness that can come with that in that moment, that salvation experience, because it's right there ready for each and every one of us. You know, it's right there readily available for us to grab out and take hold of.
Amen. We were talking about the artwork about the You Know EP. Talked about this on the Top 25 Countdown. It's one guy walking toward the mountains with like a knapsack on his back. And I love that because it just looks like that guy is out to pursue whatever it is that God has for him. To me, when I see that, he's after grace, man. He is going after it. And in that, in the Christian life, as we live and breathe and He guides us into these places unknown, man, we don't need nothing to go with us except Him and what He has for us in these unknown lands. I adore the art on your After Grace project. It's fantastic. Who did that for you guys?
His name was David. It was a guy that we got connected to through the label, and we went back and forth with him on some ideas. We wanted something that had a real artsy feel, kind of raw looking, but kind of an artistic look as well. And that's why we went with the mountains and the sunrise and the person walking on the road, kind of signifying where we are facing that mountain, but that sunrise kind of signifying God knows, right? There's always a light on the other side. If we will just continue to walk and let Him guide us, we'll always be going where we should be if we're letting Him lead us where we go.
We're talking to Cody Clark and Jared Moffett tonight. Their band is called After Grace. And speaking of the record label, I want to talk about how you connected with Seventh-day Slumber's Joseph Rojas.
Yeah, so actually the guy who had filmed all of our music videos, his name is Joel Burris, Attention to Detail, ATD Media. I'm throwing a name drop there because if anyone wants a great media work, Joel is your guy. He does tons of people. He's worked with Joe and Seventh-day Slumber and a lot of bands on a lot of things, and he's actually a really good personal friend of ours and has been for a long time. And he kind of connected us together in the beginning, and that's really about how it happened. It was kind of I know a guy who knows a guy, you know? It was kind of one of those deals.
I love it. I mean, he has such a testimony in and of itself. And Joseph, he's gone through some addiction stuff that he's not afraid to stand on stage and encourage folks that they can really live freely. How about when it comes to you guys on stage, what is that message that you want folks to walk away with?
Just like we've been discussing, Nick, that in Christ, there is an unparalleled freedom that you can try to find in so many other things in this world, but you will truly never, ever be able to satisfy the desire of your heart, the desire of your life. And with Christ, I'm reminded of the scripture where we're promised to have trials and tribulation in this world, but we're also comforted because Christ has overcome the world. And so there will certainly be the hills and valleys, so to speak, in this walk, in this journey of life. But with Christ, it's just like what we were referring to in the album artwork, regardless of where that path is taking you, like with Christ, there's assurance that there's always going to be freedom. There's always going to be redemption. With Christ, there's assurance that He's always going to go before us, no matter where the road takes us. And again, you know, that's not something that can be found anywhere else but in Him. And so that's the message. We want people to know that with a whole heart.
And for those listening tonight that might be struggling with addictions or family members that have addictions that they're struggling with, you would tell them tonight that they are not outside of the reach of Christ.
Absolutely not. You know, the word tells us that even if I make my bed in hell, there His gracious hand will reach down for me. There truly is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. And so if that person you're listening out there today or tonight, And the enemy has been lying to you, or you've been lying to yourself, even just believing that what you've done and who you are is just beyond the realm of grace. I would just encourage you to understand there's a reason why we call it amazing grace, because it truly is that amazing. It is far reaching, farther than we can ever fathom. And there is no such thing as too far gone. No such thing as hopeless. And so wherever you are tonight, God's hand is more than capable of reaching you right now, rescuing you and redeeming you from whatever you face.
Amen. I love the fact that you said, that's why we call it amazing grace. We're talking to After Grace. You can find them at aftergraceband.com. You can also link through on WJTL's Facebook page. Very excited to have them here with us on the Request Show tonight. I want to play a song that is called Shine. It's off that EP, You Know. Tell me a little bit about this song as we head into it.
This song is actually, man, when did we write this? It's been a while. We wrote this several years ago, but we wanted to release it on the EP. The label loved the song, so they're like, hey, we think you guys should do this one. And we're like, if y'all are game for it, we are. And it's one that has always been a personal favorite, musically and lyrically. This song is kind of what we were just talking about, you know, people that are struggling, addictions or whatever it is. It's just kind of a song talking about there is a light there, right? Whatever darkness you face, there is a light there that can break through that darkness so you can see. And he is our light, and he will provide that light to lead us and guide us out of whatever hole we may find ourselves in. And I think the song speaks for itself. It's not one of those songs that's just crazy in-depth lyrically. It's kind of talking about there is a light, and God is light. And we need to follow the light each and every day, or at least do our best to try to do so.
Well, let's play that song here on WJTL's Request Show. AfterGraceBand.com. You can link through on WJTL's Facebook page. And this is a song from that EP called You Know that also features that title track, You Know, that's spinning here on WJTL and on the WJTL Top 25 Countdown. Their song, Shine, here as we go back to the music on FM 90.3 WJTL. FM 90.3 WJTL, your place for Christ community music. That's Cody Clark and Jared Moffitt. They're the band After Grace, and that's their song, Shine. And they happen to be with us tonight on the WJTL Request Show. Thank you guys so much for being part of the show tonight. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having us, Nick. It's been a blast so far. We're having a good time getting to talk with y'all.
Told them we have to get them up here to the Junction Center. It would be fun to do some Live from the Junction Center event with you guys. We're fans of After Grace here at WJTL, and so we hope we get to see a lot more and hear a lot more from you guys and about you guys. And what's your vision with the label, with Burton Wood and Seventh Day Slumber's Joseph Rojas? What has he said to you about what he thinks for After Grace?
Joe's a great label owner in the sense that he wants the artists to have a voice in their music. So that's one thing about him. Really, we just talked about kind of more, I feel like our music, that the newer music that will start coming out here, we're not exactly sure when we're going to be releasing new stuff. Maybe this year, maybe early 2021. It just kind of depends. But we will be playing some of these new songs out live, which is cool, this year. But it's going to be more kind of down to earth, I guess you would say, more in a country music vein, which if you listen to like our EP, you can hear a little bit of the country music influence in there. But a lot of the newer stuff is going to kind of have that more country sound to it because it situates who we are. We live in Arkansas. We're Southern boys, right? We're country. So we're going to really get in more to that, and just kind of the music's going to be more telling stories and trying to get more relational with the listener, like to help them out in whatever way we can through the songs that we sing.
And I'm so glad you're with Burton Wood Records, and I think that Joe's leading you in the right direction. They will do you right there. I feel it. Cody Clark and Jared Moffitt of the band After Grace are on with me tonight on WJTL. I have a question for you. I'm just curious. Who was your first band concert or artist concert? We'll ask Cody and Jared, unless you guys went together when you were 16.
Oh, my. Mine was probably... Oh, goodness. Slight remembrance would be when I was little, going with my parents to see Phillips, Craig, and Dean was probably the first one that I can have any memory of in my mind.
Wow. That's amazing.
For me, Nick, it wasn't quite so picture perfect, if you will. I'm pretty sure when I was young, probably around 8 or 9 years old, I think I remember going and seeing REO Speedwagon with my mom.
Oh, my gosh.
That's probably the first concert.
That's amazing. I'll tell you, we were talking about living rural. Nobody coming to Geraldine, Montana to play music. Actually, we did have a lot of amazing farmers that were phenomenal musicians that played all the time in town. So we didn't really need anybody else to come in. But I'll tell you, my first concert was Almost Willie. And I actually had him sign a picture of himself. Not Willie Nelson. It was Almost Willie. I loved it. I knew I was bit by the music bug then, because Almost Willie, so funny. Yeah. I have had a blast getting to know you guys, and I know the listeners have too. And again, you can connect with Cody Clark and Jared Moffitt by going to aftergraceband.com, or you can just go to WJTL's Facebook page, link through to them. You can also see their videos posted on YouTube. They have music video for You Know and one for Shine. That was the song that we just heard just a moment ago here on WJTL. Well, we wish you the best, you guys, and thank you so much. Know that you have a fan here in WJTL, and we're rooting for you guys in a big way.
Oh, Nick, hey, that means the world to us. It really does. We greatly appreciate that. And hey, we hope to get up there sometime, like you said, and maybe do this in person or play up there or something, so we can see you and all the people up there who are listening and being a part of the After Grace journey with us.
Let's do it. I like it. After Grace, thank you guys again. We're going to take a quick break. We'll go back to the music with the latest from JJ Weeks. It's called The Sound of Freedom here on FM 90.3 WJTL.